Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. This is an incredible time for a trip to the garden. The weather is warm and sunny and perfect for a walk on the wild side. If you need reservations, go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you still wear a mask in public. As you enter the garden, you can't help but notice the wonderful California buckthorn hedge that stands as a divider between the promenade and the children's garden. It's a distinctive 8-foot hedge that is currently covered with ripening berries. This is a very hardy plant that can live to be 100 to 200 years old. It grows fast, and in the wild, it's one of the first plants to resprout after the landscape is devastated by fire. Also blooming in the children's garden is the Rothica myrocoides ugandens. This beautiful plant blooms in two shades of purple and is another plant whose common name is butterfly bush. If you wander out of the children's garden toward the demonstration garden beds, you will pass a cottage garden favorite right at the corner of the path out of the children's garden, a pink hollyhock. These stately spires can grow anywhere from 3 to 8 feet tall and will bloom for a month or more. And then, if you just leave it in place, it will reseed itself for the next year. Directly across the walkway is a stand of Japanese anemone, a perennial that brings a splash of summer and autumn color to the garden. These plants thrive in shade or sun, and the foliage is handsome, so even when it's not blooming, the plants are still a pretty garden member. If you want to see some of the biggest tomatoes in town, take a turn around the vegetable beds. There's also a large round variety of squash, hot red peppers, and some African blue basil. Just in the next bed over is a huge stand of Maximilian sunflowers. These sunflowers are a summer wonder. They die back to ground level after a frost or two, but as soon as the ground warms up in the spring, they sprout right back, and now they're about 8 feet tall. Heading out towards the cactus collection, in the corner is the tall slipper plant. This plant can get to be 5 feet tall and will grow in clumps of about a foot in diameter. It will grow in full sun or some shade, and the blooming period will last throughout the entire summer season. Walking out Tram Road to the rare fruit orchard will take you by the crepe myrtle hedge. Currently, the hot pink crepe myrtle are blooming, and they are absolutely vibrant. Another really beautiful tree right now is in the palm collection. So follow Tram Road around past the overlook, and you'll see the majestic blue Hesper palm. This tree is a striking statement with its blue color of the fan-shaped leaves and the graceful golden flowers that flow from the crown. Then, if you'd like a few more beautiful trees, follow the path between the palm collection and Sakura Meadow and walk up the verge area that borders Crenshaw Boulevard. The gold medallion trees throughout the garden are in bloom right now, but none are as tall and as vibrant as the four that grace the verge. If you look closely between the trees, you'll see a tropical hibiscus called Sprinkle Rain. This tangerine beauty appears in the Garden of the Senses and in the border of the Fuchsia Garden, too. Also in the border of the Fuchsia Garden are the first of the season's naked lady lilies. These beautiful pink lilies are popping up all over the garden. And speaking of the Fuchsia Garden, if you feel like cooling down after your walk along the verge, head into the Fuchsia Garden to the shady back part where the Fuchsia fulgens variegata species from Mexico is lush and restful. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.